Hi guys, welcome to another show, and it is your host Boss Wagorific, and welcome to Blazing Topics, where we talk about network marketing. Like, when you first hear the word network marketing, you're like, what does that mean? Well, that means network marketing is a business model that depends on person-to-person sales by independent representation, a representative, and often work from home. So network marketing is maybe quarantine to build a network of business partner and salesperson to assist with a legal leading generation and close salesperson. So network marketing have its variety of range, but we're going to look at the key takeaways or the key areas of network marketing. So network marketing also provide you with appeals to people with high energy and with some high strong skill sales, and who can build a professional level profit this with the most modern investment. And network marketing can also help your business that can be a single try program where you can sell products to multiple seller where you recruit salesperson. So network marketing have some good issues. So beware of network marketing companies that create many types of salesperson and thoroughly research that the company before you join. So you will need to research in a strict manner before you're really going to go into business with this person. So how does network marketing works? Everybody's like, how does it work? Well, ding ding ding, I have an idea. It works like this. So network marketing is known for its variety of names, including multi-layer marketing, cellular marketing, affiliation marketing, consumer direct market, referral market, home-based business franchise. So it have a wide range of it. But companies that follow the network marketing modules hold often a creative tenure of salesperson. So that is a salesperson that are encouraged to recruit their own network marketing of sales and their creators of a known tire, and also earn income by doing earning commission on their own sales. So like you make a sale, you buy a product for $1,000, and you get a commission off your sale. So that, yeah, it's kind of tied up into that. And so you're owning your own sales, and also sales that made person to tire by creating their own. So that is a downline, and in terms a new person that come in yet to another tier, which contribute more commission to the person in the top tier as well as in the middle tier. So that is good. So in thus you earn, so thus the earning of sales depends on the recruit as well as a product sales. Those who got early are in top of their market the most. Yes they do, I have to tell you that, people. So there are some disadvantage and advantage, like any business that you're doing or any concept, they're always going to have advantage and disadvantage, known as pros and cons. So yes, so network marketing comes with that. There are some stigma attached to network marketing business, especially those who those with multi-million tiers or multiple tiers, which can be characterized as a pattern scheme, and also people, it is a sales people that in the top tier can be impressive around of money and on commission from the tier below them. So the people on the lower tier will earn less, and the company that makes money by the selling expensive smarter kit to new recruiters. So you will end up earning less, same thing like a call center. If you just join your call center as a call operator, whatever they call it, you're making less than your supervisor. You're making less than the supervisor, making less than the manager, and the manager is making more less than the other heads of department. And then yes, you're really making less money. So you're putting the work, but still you don't see the reward. So it's like diminishing return. Yeah, you work, but you get less. So we need to beat up more productivity so we get more. Same thing like they were arguing, Dr. Andre Arnold was arguing, we are employing multiple people, but yet still our productivity is low. And what's causing that? Because we're hiring more people, and the work is just getting decreased, and you work less hours, you get less pay, and which causes a problem. So the appeal on network marketing is that an individual with a lot of energy and good sales can create a profit or business with a modest investment. Let me read that one more time. I got to tell you on the blazing topics. So the appeal of network marketing is that an individual with a lot of energy, good sales skills, and can create a profit business with a modest investment. And there's a rules and guideline that you should follow through in network marketing. So one, a good rule of plunging according to Federal Training Commission is that the single tier network marketing is operating 10 to be more reproductive than the multi-tier scheme, and in which people make money based on the number of distribution they recruit. Same thing I was telling you earlier, if you sell a product for X amount, you will get a commission off it, or get a sale or incentive off it. So some reputable example of single tier network marketing operation include May Key Excel Communication. So these are some of it. So that it is. I am your host, Boss Swaggerific, and check me out on all social. It is the Double Trouble Drama Show on Instagram _ and Facebook. The Double Trouble Drama Show _ and Facebook is the Double Trouble Drama Show, and also on YouTube, the Double Trouble Drama Show, and also on Snapchat is the Troubler, and also on Twitter is a _drama_pod. So I'm your host, Boss Swaggerific. Check me out.
Husband,
does not know that I was a street girl. What? Welcome to Dramatic Issues, and I'm your host, Boss Wagorific, and more dramatic issues after these details. Yeah, so welcome, people. So BMX up on Belinda. I got to tell you, so BMX up on Belinda, so her husband does not know that she was a street girl. Yes, a 27-year-old woman met this man that offered her a ride, and then she took up the offer, took up the opportunity and the offer. Yeah, yes, I'm to tell you, but she and her husband recently, but she don't know how her husband is going to react to find out that she was a street girl, because she usually was in the country, and now she come to St. Catherine and she go and catch man, right? In her term, catch man, right? And I was like, what? So it is quite an interesting story. And then she went to St. Catherine to catch her man, but that was all in the past. Now she's married and she does not know what her husband reaction. To me, first of all, you need to lay everything on the table. Like, give every single thing on the table. Tell you about your past, tell you about your this, tell you about your that. Make him tell him about him past, tell him about him this, tell him about him that. And see how his reaction, how he can comprehend. But hiding from him that too long may cause some trust issues. He may not trust you that much if you keep it longer. So just tell him. Yeah, I prefer to tell him. Tell him from early. So you're not to worry yourself and all of them baga sitting there. So number two, dramatic issue. Number two. So 32-year-old woman lives with her three sons and her husband during her third pregnancy. So she's a baby mother. During her third pregnancy, she found out that her husband ex-girlfriend seen each other, and she was and he cussed her out dog rotten, cussed her out and tell her that she should leave him and he would take care of the babies. No, she said that not happen in Fear Watch. That will never happen. None at all. So I agree with her too. Yeah. So she refused to leave him because she don't have nowhere to go. And I completely understand that. You don't have nowhere to go. Where you're going to go, but other than stay there. And he disrespect her anyway how he feel like, and she don't know what to say about it, because him just a disrespect her. She not defend herself. She want to defend herself, but he's encouraging her to leave him alone. And I'm like, baby father that disrespect you like that. No need your figure have sex with him the fourth time to have a fourth child. No, you need to stand up in him neck. Not literally stand up in him neck, but hold your foot ground, hold yourself, put your foot ground and say no more. Him need to change him, change him ways, threaten him. You know when you threaten a man, baby, we actually listen. So you need to train. Dear pastor, is have some other advice when we can mention. All right, so dramatic issues. Number three is that he is 24 years old and he is a one-time woman. He don't believe to have many baga woman at so many times. He is one woman man. He say he's a one woman, one burner, them say. He's a one woman man
And he believes he does not need to have many women. He also, his girlfriend questioning me about his whereabouts because she got a call from somebody telling that he has a girlfriend at his workplace. But he said in response to say he's a faithful man. He loves his girlfriend so much and he's a faithful man, right? And she said, I want me to this co-work of yours. He said it is unnecessary and this and that. And she's quite jealous, a lot. So I would say trust issue is a big issue in the relationship right about now. You know, to make jealousy overcome you, girl. If you believe your man, if your man said to you he's a one burner or one woman man, why you need to prove himself? And I mean, I mean, I give up a long time. Because if me and tell you say me is a one woman man, I have one woman at a time in relationship. I don't have different woman in the same relationship I have. No. He believe that he is a one woman man. So every relationship is one woman, one woman, one woman. Him not believe that 1, 6, 7, 5 woman can't count too much money him out. And him have to tell lie and this and that. No. So this person is trying to ruin his relationship, as he said, and he might just ask people underneath to stop, disgusting people, stop ruining the man relationship. Simple, simple. Yeah, stop ruining the man relationship. Number four, stubborn. Stubborn, if stubborn was a person, me say. So if stubborn was a person, stubborn friend want to listen to me, mama. If this stubborn was a person, stubborn isn't, he was and is a person, this girl, this friend would be the name written all over for it. Stubborn, fool, menke, idiot, special, stupid, fool. Cause imagine your friend are warning about this man. Stop to end the relationship with this man. But no, hold up, wait a minute. So my friend has a boyfriend who has a baby mother. So who has a baby mother, right? And he keep on tell she so he keep on telling her, she keep on telling him to leave this man alone. And make him live him life, right? And she believe in him. She believe the lie about him. Say him while him just want her alone, and she will she him love her and him he want the only one in her life. I'll let him summon the I have to tell her a million times to leave, to end the relationship. And they argue, but as soon after, so after them argue, them go have sex. Like what? After you argue with the man, you go have sex with the man? Like our friend that, you know, I'm something here. When she's special, she's stupid and she's fool. A friend I wonder, but stubborn, if stubborn was a person, it would be a person. It would be Armenian dead sheep. But she's in denial of it, and she don't understand that this man is using her. So this man is really using her. As the friend said, this man is really using her, because imagine your friend I want you about this man. He not gonna leave your baby mother for you. You're just an opportunist. That's my word, opportunist. You are just an opportunist. part of the mantle, they say, oh, you are the only one who wants you in my life, and I love you so much. Although your friend and in 9 years, and I say, like, mask it and in 9 years, and say, leave this dirty man, you know, because you, I go see him one come back to me, and I bawl. I'm not gonna leave him, baby mother. No day, no time. But dear pastor said, set a leave, set to say, mind your business. Friend, you need to mind your business and focus on you, because if she don't want to listen, I fear a problem that. Yeah. The pastor is stupid. Say, no, sir. Me, I said, Jesus save your dear pastor. You're not easy, no? You do it easy at all. Okay, I'm better. And then the sad news on dramatic issues. Trust me, I did not want to stay this dramatic issues sad news. But this morning, as we wake up, it was pouring tribute and people saying condolences to two of the Jamaica Constabulary Force police officers were ambushed and shot. So police are confirming that four of its members ambushed and shot while on duty in Hazen Park, Spanish Town, St. Catherine this morning. Two have since succumbed to their injuries, which is really, really sad. So that is dramatic issues on the Double Trouble drama show. And check me out on our social. It is the Troubler on Snapchat, and Facebook and YouTube is the Double Trouble Drama Show, and also on Instagram, the Double Trouble Drama Show __. Check it out and follow me, and bye.